Alright, alright. You are listening to Freak the Sheep on 95 BFM. And we've got some super cool special guests in the studio. We got Tombs.
Kia ora whanau.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So we're just listening to... Okay, first of all, who are Tombs? Who are the members of Tombs?
Well, Tombs is Eugene Tombs, who comes through every 7 years, I think.
Yeah.
Through the duct vents.
When was the last time that Tombs was in the BFM studio?
Oh my god. Last year. We played I Love to Air.
Oh yeah.
Not sure when that was.
Who's in the band?
Eugene and Tombs.
Who am I talking to on the radio right now?
I'm Dory.
And I'm Nick.
Thank you. We were just listening to your new single, Audrey. Is that named after Little Shop of Horrors?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's nothing to do with Little Shop of Horrors.
Isn't it?
Nah.
Are you going to put out a song called Audrey 2?
True. Oh my god, true. Thanks. Bags.
What is it about?
It's just vibes.
Is it vibes, Nick?
It is vibes. It's not specific.
It's like there's no one narrative. It's just kind of, this is how I kind of like to write. Like I don't want to like write straightforward shit. It's just like vibes.
Yeah.
And the vibes is, I can't be fucked. I feel like shit.
Hmm. Sounds really good.
Thank you.
I like it. When was it recorded?
I think 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. So why did you put it out now?
Because I guess we thought either now or never.
Right, yeah, good. Yeah.
Kind of fits the given current political and otherwise situation as well. And maybe, hopefully, it'll reach other people.
Of everything just kind of feeling kind of like super fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Feel like poop.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it conveys a sense of frustration, which I don't think is something people can't relate to. Especially not at the moment. And we were playing a gig, so it seemed like a logical time to...
Was that the... When's the gig?
Oh.
The one that we played...
With Guardian Singles.
Yeah.
Oh, when was that?
A couple of Saturdays ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was the show?
It was sick.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
How was the dungeon show that you did?
Oh, sick, yeah? Dog. Oh, my God.
What's it like playing those dungeon shows?
It was buzzy. It was kind of fucked up because it was the first time I played, like, obviously I work there, but it was the first time I played there when I was...
What's now
a public bar, yeah. Versus wine cellar. So I got a bit emo, but in a nice way, obviously.
Who did you play with?
Half Sister.
What were Half Sister like?
Oh, they're great. Do you like them? Do you know them?
I like them, but yeah. I haven't seen them play live.
You haven't?
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're so good. They're crazy.
It's like
Gary Sullivan, Greta Anderson, and Hermione
Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah, they're so good.
Yeah. So you guys have been putting out, sort of, casually putting out singles over like the last year or so?
Yeah. Just low key vibes.
Yeah. Sorry, go on.
Is there a album in the works? Or
on route.
Really?
That's all I'll say.
Well, when all your songs tend to be between 2 and 2.5 minutes, you need a lot of songs to make an album.
I know,
you've got
to work real fucking hard.
Yeah. It's pretty rough for like the fast short band types. Unless you're the Locust. Like in the old days, you could put out like 3-inch CDs and stuff, and then you just fill that up.
Didn't the Matrix do one?
Did they do a 3-inch
CD? I feel like they did, and the song was called like Lipstick.
Oh, those little
or something.
Small ones that would always jam in most CD players.
They had a song called Lipstick, and it was like a really tiny CD. I remember getting one. Is that 3-inch?
I think, yeah, that's what they were.
Yeah.
That sounds collectible.
I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, right.
I know, fuck.
This is a terrible question. I can't believe I wrote this down. So you guys were finalists for the 2020 2 Silver Scroll Award.
Damn.
Are you annoyed that you didn't win the Silver Scroll Award in 2022?
No.
No.
Are you okay about it? Are you fine about it?
Do you know who won that year? Rob Ruha, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool.
Fuck yes. I had a shot with him at the afters.
Yeah.
I wanted to kill myself. I was so happy.
You had a shot with him?
I had a shot.
Oh, shot.
I thought it should have been better, but I had a shot with him at the afters. It was incredible. That song's so good as well.
Yeah. That was a really, really good Silver Scrolls, actually. It was really fun.
I mean, just speaking personally, I'm definitely still bitter about it.
Yes.
But not quite as bitter as...
You're white, though.
Yeah.
Which... It did seem like an injustice was committed, even though the winner was good.
Yeah, a song that was clearly superior won, but I don't really see how that matters.
What was your song that was finalist for the Silver Scroll?
Bitch Part.
Bitch Part?
Yes.
Great. Cool. I'm not going to play that tonight because I'm going to play your other two recent songs that
Cool.
put out shortly. What? Oh, Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
What are the best movies you've seen recently?
Fuck, I just watched The Plague a couple of weeks ago.
What's The Plague?
Oh my god, it's kind of like a thriller, like black comedy. Oh, I'm not gonna say it's comedy because it's fucking emo, but I can't say too much because it's so spoiler alert.
Right.
It came out last year. It's like someone told me it was set in the 90s. I'm not sure, but it's kind of like about like bullying. It's like a school camp kind of vibes. It's like bullying, but it's like horror thriller.
Bullying horror.
Thriller. And like just a bunch of like young men. It's, oh my god, it's beautiful too. Okay. It's so beautiful and the soundtrack is so beautiful. It's really good. You should watch it. The Plague came out 2025.
Okay, I'm keen for that.
Yeah.
What do you think about those? Have you seen those Smile movies? What do you think of those?
No. Like, I see an ad, I like throw my phone, I'm like, no. No, that's really scary. No.
What songs would you like us to play on the radio? What are your special requests for Freak the Sheep? Local music.
I would like to play a song by a band called The Garbage and the Flowers.
Oh, yeah, great.
The Rosicrucian Lovers.
I'll see if I can track it down.
Yeah, I think it's on like YouTube or the Bandcamp or something.
Yeah, cool. Oh, yeah, they are quite good at like keeping all this stuff.
Yeah.
They are. They're archivists.
And what are you thinking, Nick?
Some Crude from In Study Guitar Perspectives.
Yep.
It's all killer, no filler on that, but perhaps the first song, Certificate of Distinction.
Yeah, love. Crude.
Or Dealer's Choice.
That album is phenomenal.
It's amazing.
I can't believe it came out on Flowing Nun at the time that it did, which was probably like 1996 or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they were getting a bit more commercially focused. I think that's when Mushroom had bought them.
Hmm.
But I was reading about some of that stuff today and how they got in there. And he's a great musician and that's a fantastic album.
It's so funny because I know so many people who heard that and then, like, for me personally, I heard that Crude album and then I was like, oh yeah, I can have a crack at, like, tinkering around with some, like, weird synths and some, like, shit in the garage. And, like, actually... just make terrible music for ages, but like it was still like quite motivating. It was good. I feel guilty about inviting you into the studio for asking you such terrible questions.
No.
But
you're great, Chris. You're the best. Stop saying sorry. You rock.
Yeah, thank you. Tombs also rock. So
Power Nap also rocks.
Let's keep it on focus. Let's keep the show on focus.
So we're not going to talk about Golden Axe then?
Ixnay on the Olden Axe gay.
Whoa, cancelled.
On air, cancelled on air. I knew that was
going
to happen.
How are your comics going, Chris?
Slowly.
Oh, I can't wait to read them.
All right, I don't like where this is going.
Okay.
It's been turned around.
Let's play, I'm going to play, I just fade down this thematically inappropriate background music. And then we're going to listen to Bugs by Tombs. And also, what's the other one? Fox as well.
Right.
Yeah, cool. Do you have any messages to listeners that you'd like to share? Where are Tombs playing next as well?
Oh.
Oh.
19th of April.
Cool.
Which I think is Sunday. At Silo Park.
Yeah.
With Dick Move and Greco Romank.
At the Silo Park?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the occasion?
Jeff and Alan have put something together and, yeah, people should come along because...
Is it free?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
No, it's not, but it's going to be special. There's a twist, apparently.
Okay.
That I'm not
What's
at liberty...
What's the twist? Can
I'm,
I know?
I'm not at liberty Tell to
me.
Divulge.
Tell me the twist.
No, because suddenly Jeff will be here and we'll be in trouble.
That would ruin it. That would ruin everything.
I know the twist, by the way. I'm just being a dick.
All right. Well, thanks for answering that question. Let's have a listen to Bugs by Tombs. Thank you, Tombs, for joining me in here.
Thanks, Chris.
It's always a pleasure. Here's Bugs. Not
Work in Progress has just unleashed audio archives. A collaboration with 17 independent radio stations from around the world, including your faves, 95 BFM.
Audio Archives is a celebration of independent radio and includes a printed publication, a capsule collection, and a global program of radio broadcasts and events.
Check out all the details at carhartt-wip.com and search for Audio Archives.
The guitar-wielding, prodigal-shelled gastropod returns. Snail Mail is back with a brand new album, Ricochet, out on Friday, March 27th.
Lindsay Jordan asserts herself as a generational songwriter with this new record. Packed with grunge-gaze textures, expansive melodies, incisive lyricism, and ornate string arrangements.
Ricochet, the new album from Snail Mail. Available Friday, March 27th, wherever fine music is sold.
Award-winning West Auckland artist Mohi is performing live at the Tuning Fork, Friday, April 10th.
Hot off the heels of his spellbinding album, The Flowers That Grow From Concrete Pavements, Mohi brings his powerful blend of te reo Māori and contemporary soul to the stage as part of the Tuning Fork's Next On program. I never needed you more than I do right now. Mohi, the Tuning Fork, Friday, April 10th.
Get your tickets now from tuningfork.co.nz.
Why is the sky blue?
How does a plane stay in the sky?
What is wind?
Why does the moon change shape?
How does a train work?
Do trees have feelings?
What's gravity?
Bring your curious kids along to the STEM Fair at MOTAT, a hands-on day of stimulating activities and demonstrations with specialist exhibitors from leading science, technology, engineering, and mathematics organisations. The MOTAT STEM Fair, March 28th till 29th, included in general admission. More info at motat.nz.
The original originator. 95. Broadcast to the world and podcast to your device. Go to 95bfm.com for show podcasts.
You're listening to Radio Bosom.
Hey, Tombs is still in the studio and we're just having a chat off here. Dorian, what did you get from the op shop?
I'm not sure what suburb it was. It was out east, but I just got like a... It was called a boombox. I don't know.
What kind of boombox?
It's like a... What's a boombox?
What did you get?
Like the one that I used to have when I was a kid. Like, it's got a radio and a CD player and a tape player.
Oh, my God.
And it was $10. And, like, the back had... They gave me free the batteries as well for the back.
Yeah.
Sorry. And it was $10. Like, working batteries till we tested the batteries.
Are you allowed to say what op shop, or do you kind of, like, keep your op shop?
Gee, I'm so sorry, because I don't even remember what suburb I was in. I just remember I walked down, there was, like, a fancy one in the front, and then we walked back, and there was, like, a big one at the back.
Right.
I'm going to say, like, Flatbush.
I'm starting to get, like, protective of the places I've been going, because
fair.
The halls have been good, but... Exclusive for Freak the Sheep listeners only. Don't tell anyone.
Okay.
But Birkenhead is fully popping off.
Ooh.
Like, the op shop's there. I've been consistently finding good stuff every single time.
What were those in our local op shop, the CDs that you got the other day?
Oh, the CD. Oh, fuck, they were $2 each. I was like, shout out to the indie that died or whatever. But I got the second year's album, the Show Your Bones one.
Yeah.
Which is mid, but like, I'm happy to find it.
Yeah.
And then the REM album, Monster.
Bikrunga.
Bikrunga, the first one.
Pretty popular.
What was the other one though?
Moving Units. The Moving Units album. The EP.
That's good.
I know. I think that was it.
I thought there was another one.
There was another one. I can't remember.
Anyway, it was kind of a haul.
Yeah,
it was mental.
I should mention that Freak the Sheep listeners, the op shop that I've been going to in Birkenhead, they've got a good social media account, the Birkenhead Retro Store, and they were advertising the new tapes that they've got in that are very cheap, and they had like Straitjacket Fits and like
holy shit
stuff like that. So
cassettes. Nice.
Tune in to the BFM, Freak the Sheep, and you get the
get the hot
collected
gas.
Tips. And also,
we're not
also
on commission.
Reduced your reuse, recycle, baby.
Whereabouts?
Yeah. Huh?
What's it?
No, never mind.
Okay.
Just reduce, reuse, recycle.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's good credo. I had another question, which was the original reason why I wanted to get you guys back on the air. What was it?
I think you wanted to ask what was our favourite gig that we've played.
Oh, yeah. What's the favourite show that Tomes has played so far? Because we've played a few good ones.
Yeah. It was a while ago. Maybe it was like 2017 or 18. But it was at OG Wine Cell, and it was with Big Fat Raro. Shout out to Tuki. And it was with Snouts, which is Jeff Henderson, Chris O'Connor, and Phil Dresden, and then Tomes. And it was a Wednesday, and it was a real cool gig.
What do you reckon, Nick?
I literally have no idea.
It's hard to choose. I mean, what was the Sleaford Mods show that you played like?
We had to gap straight after.
Before they played?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because we had a gig as well at Wine Cell that night with PHF and Roy Evan.
That is commitment. Commitment to the gig.
Commitment to my babies. Actually, that propaganda gig was pretty cool as well.
That was cool, yeah.
Well, it was cool for me because I got to play twice.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's professional.
Oh, we're nothing but professional.
Yeah, exactly. And there you have it, folks. That was Tomes on Freak the Sheep. Going to play Tomes' special local requests. Let's have a listen to Rosicrucian Lovers.
Lovers, yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Rosicrucian?
Rosicrucian Lovers by Garbage and the Flowers. And then we're going to listen to Certificate of Distinction by Crude. Here we go.